Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Awe, The New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life. Dashe Keltner, a renowned psychologist and director at UC Berkeley's Greater Good Science Center, embarks on a compelling journey to explore the emotion of awe. This pioneering work delves into how the simple wonders in our daily environment, from natural landscapes to profound human acts of kindness, can severely impact not just our well-being, but can significantly transform various aspects of our lives. Keltner draws upon years of rigorous research to reveal how experiencing awe can promote health, deepen social connections, and even spark creativity. This book is an essential read for those seeking to understand how these profound experiences shape our emotions, behaviors, and ultimately, our very existence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Definition and Mechanisms of Awe. Dashe Keltner begins by meticulously defining awe as an emotional response to encountering something vast and grand that challenges our standard way of seeing the world. This might range from monumental natural landscapes to a deeply altruistic human act. Keltner explains how awe engages the autonomic nervous system, providing a direct link between awe experiences and physiological changes. He covers various scientific experiments demonstrating that the sensation of awe slows down our perception of time, enhances our mood, and alters the way our brain processes information. Through detailed narratives, Keltner illustrates how these transformations occur, thereby giving us an in-depth understanding of how awe can be a transformative force. Secondly, health benefits of experiencing awe. One of the most compelling sections of Keltner's book discusses the significant health benefits associated with regular experiences of awe. Through various studies, Keltner establishes how awe can lead to lower levels of inflammatory cytokines, which are markers that contribute to poorer health outcomes. Moreover, he explores how awe leads to decreased stress levels and improved overall emotional well-being. By integrating data with personal anecdotes, Keltner makes a convincing argument about how incorporating moments of awe into one's daily routine can be as an effective non-pharmaceutical intervention to promote psychological and physiological health. The implications of these findings suggest that awe not only feels good, but is also good for you. Thirdly, awe and social connectivity. Keltner dedicates an important portion of his book to exploring how awe contributes to societal bonds and enhances social behaviors. He explains that awe promotes what he calls the small self, a state of reduced individual ego, which leads to increased feelings of connectedness with others. This phenomenon can encourage more cooperative behaviors, foster tolerance, and increase generosity. By scientific studies and engaging stories, Keltner convincingly argues that awe can be an essential tool for building community and enhancing social relationships. This insight is especially relevant in today's divisive society, suggesting ways to build more harmonious social interactions. Fourthly, awe in modern society. In an insightful exploration, Keltner discusses the presence and scarcity of awe in contemporary life. He critiques modern lifestyle patterns, such as increased indoor activity and dependency on technology, that potentially restrain awe experiences. Yet, he also offers solutions on how to reintegrate awe into our daily lives through nature, art, technology, and community. Keltner encourages an awe-based approach to education and work environments, which could lead to a more inspired, productive, and mentally robust society. Discussions on real-life implementations in schools and workplaces provide a practical blueprint for fostering a culture of awe and appreciation. Lastly, cultural variations and awe. Finally, Keltner touches upon the cultural dimensions of awe, examining how different cultures experience and foster awe. He brings to light that certain practices and traditions that promote collective experiences, such as religious ceremonies or communal festivities, could play a significant role in how societies experience awe. This section adds a critical global perspective to our understanding of awe, suggesting that while the triggers of awe might be universally similar, vastness and transcendence, the expressions and integrations can greatly differ based on cultural context. This global view helps in appreciating the mosaic of awe-inspiring experiences across human societies. In conclusion, Dashe Keltner's Awe, the New Science of Everyday Wonder and How It Can Transform Your Life is an essential read for those interested in psychology, health, and social connectivity. The exploration of how everyday wonder can have profound effects on our health, relationships, and efficiency provides not only a captivating read, but also a practical guide to enhance one's quality of life. Health professionals, educators, and anyone in leadership roles can greatly benefit from this book, as it provides scientific insights and practical recommendations for cultivating a healthier, more connected, and creative environment. Ultimately, it encourages readers to open their eyes to the wonders that surround them, transforming ordinary into extraordinary, and nurturing a profound appreciation for life. If you would like to support Dashe Keltner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.